نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أي عباد الله، لا يزال حديثنا مستمرا في عرض أخطاء المسلمين في عباداتهم، ومن تلكم الأعضاء ومن تلكم الأخطاء ما قد قدمنا شيئا من الحديث عليه وبيان الصواب فيه في جمعة سابقة، ألا وهي عبادة وشعيرة الصلاة. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم آياته: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. والسؤال: كيف للصلاة أن تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر؟ وللجواب عن ذلك يتوجب علينا استعراض صفة صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومقارنتها بصلاتنا، ومن ثم يتبين لنا عظيم خطأنا في أداء هذه العبادة التي من شأنها تقويم سلوكنا وتهذيب أخلاقنا وإعزازنا ورفعة مكانتنا بين الأمم. ذلك أن من أداها على ما يحب ربنا فإنه سبحانه وتعالى يعلي شأنه يقدر أمره ويقربه منه سبحانه. وهذه الصلاة التي صلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال عنها صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي، هي أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم كان له معها شأن، كما تقول أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها في الحديث الذي أخرجه الإمام البخاري في صحيحه حين سألها الأسود بن يزيد النخعي قائلا كيف كان أو ما كان يصنع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيته، فقالت رضي الله عنها كان يكون في مهنة أهله تعني خدمتهم، فإذا حضرت الصلاة خرج إلى الصلاة. رواه البخاري. والبعض يكاد لا ينهض للصلاة إلا مع إقامتها، ومن هذه الأخطاء التي تنتشر بين المصلين عدم إسباغ الوضوء، ومنها الإسراف في ماء الوضوء، ومنها الإسراع في المشي إلى المسجد، مع أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أمر المؤمنين أن يأتوها ماشين ولا يأتوها ساعين. ومنها حث بعضهم للمؤذنين التعجل بإقامة الصلاة، وإن لم يحضر الإمام أو لم يحن وقت الإقامة المخصص لها. ومنها ترك الترديد وراء المؤذن والاكتفاء بقولهم عند فراغه من الإقامة أو الأذان حق لا إله إلا الله، وهذا مخالف لهدي وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي قال إذا سمعتم المؤذن فقولوا مثل ما يقول ثم صلوا علي وسلوا لي الوسيلة فإنا منزلة في أعلى الجنة لا تنبغي إلا لواحد أرجو أن أكون أنا هو. وفي حديث آخر أن من ردد خلف المؤذن ثم صلى على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه يكون له شفيعا يوم القيامة. ومن هذه الأخطاء قول بعضهم عند قول المؤذن قد قامت الصلاة أقامها وأدامها الله، وهذا وإن كان في ظاهره دعاء طيب إلا أن العبادة لا تكون طيبة إلا إن جاءت من قبل الطيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، أما أن تأتي من قبل الناس دون أن يكون محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قد علمها أو علمها أو سمعها من الصحابة وأقرها فإنا لن تكون طيبة أبدا، لقول الإمام مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه ما لم يكن يومئذ دينا فلن يكون اليوم دينا. ومن هذه الأخطاء قول بعضهم إذا قال الإمام استو قالوا استوينا لله طائعين، وهذا أيضا دعاء لم يرد عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا أصحابه في مثل هذا المقام على كثرة ما قاموه، فقد كانوا يصلون جماعة لا يتخلفون عنها البتة. ومنها أي من هذه الأخطاء الجهر بالنية، فإن البعض يقول نويت أن أصلي لله كذا وكذا، وهذا لا شك مخالف للهدي المأثور عن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام وأصحابه الأفاضل الأماجد الكرام. ومن هذه الأخطاء أيضا رفع الصوت بالتكبير وراء الإمام، ومنها وضع اليدين على النحر أو السرة والصواب وضعها على الصدر، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا نحن معاشر الأنبياء أن نضع ميامننا على شمائلنا على صدورنا في الصلاة. ومن هذه الاخطاء ترك دعاء الاستفتاح او الاتيان باكثر من دعاء استفتاح في صلاة واحدة، وهذا لم يرد عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن هذه الاخطاء ذكر دعاء الاستفتاح بعد فوات محله، وفوات محله هو منذ ان يكبر الامام تكبيرة الاحرام الى حين شروعه في القراءة، فان جاء احد بهذا الذكر بعد ان شرع الامام في قراءة الفاتحة فانه لا حظ ولا اجر له فيه، اذ قد زال موضعه. والاصل ان الانسان يبادر لادراك الصلاة من مع تكبير الامام تكبيرة الاحرام حتى يحرد الفضل والاجر العظيم. ومن هذه الاخطاء الجهر بالبسملة، فان الثابت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالصلاة عدم الجهر بها، وقد جاء في حديث ابي سعيد ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال، او حديث ابي هريرة ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال، قال الله عز وجل: قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين، فاذا قال العبد الحمد لله رب العالمين. انظر، بدأ بذكر الحمد ولم يبدأ بذكر البسملة، ولم يؤثر عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم انه كان يجهر بالبسملة، وانما كان يسر بها كلما قرأ سورة من اولها. ومن هذه الاخطاء ترك المأموم قراءة الفاتحة اعتمادا على قول من يقول بان حديث قراءة المأموم قراءة لمن خلفه ناسخ لغيره من الاحاديث، والصواب ان قراءة المأموم لازمة، قراءة المأموم للفاتحة لازمة كنزوم قراءة الامام لا. فقد اخرج البخاري في صحيحه في كتاب الصلاة بوب على ذلك الحديث بابا، قال فيه: باب وجوب قراءة الفاتحة للامام والمأموم والمنفرد. واتى بحديث: لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب، فعلى المأموم ان يقرأ الفاتحة كما هي على الامام لزاما، الا ان جاء مسبوقا وادرك الامام حال الركوع فانه يباشر بالركوع، او جاء مسبوقا ولم يكن الوقت بين دخوله في الصلاة وركوع الامام كاف لقراءة الفاتحة فانه يركع مع الامام ولو لم يتم الفاتحة. ومن هذه الاخطاء ترك بعض المأمومين قول آمين إذا قال الإمام ولا الضالين، مع أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أمر بذلك كما في حديث المسيء صلاته، فقال، أو في الحديث الآخر فقال: فإذا قال ولا الضالين فقولوا آمين. ومن هذه الأخطاء القراءة مع الإمام فيما زاد عن الفاتحة وترك الانصات بدعوى مراجعة الحفظ او متابعة الامام، والبعض يخطئ ابعد من ذلك كما نرى في صلاة التراويح من رمضان بحمل المصاحف وراء الائمة بقصد التدرب على قراءة القرآن او مراجعة الحفظ، فان ذلك لا يجوز ولربما ابطل الصلاة لانه ليس من جنس الصلاة. فالله عز وجل يقول: اذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وانصتوا لعلكم ترحمون. ومن هذه الاخطاء عدم اقامة الصلب حال القيام، فان نرى البعض قدرتي يميل الى الامام في انحناء يسير او الى الوراء في انحناء يسير، وذلك لا شك مخالف لهدي الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن هذه الاخطاء الالتفات الكثير في الصلاة دون ما حاجة، ومنها النظر إلى السماء، ومنها إغماض العينين بالصلاة وفرقعة الأصابع. ومن هذه الأخطاء أيضا النزول بالركوع قبل تمكن الإمام من الركوع، ومنها أو التهيئ لذلك، فإن البعض ما إن يفرغ الإمام من قراءة السورة بعد الفاتحة إلا وتجده قد لم ثيابه وحنى ظهره، وهذا مخالف لهدي الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن الانحناء الشديد حال الركوع، والصواب أن يكون الظهر مستقيما والرأس حيال الظهر واليدان على الركبتين مفرقتي الأصابع. ومن هذه الأخطاء الرفع من الركوع قبل تمكن الإمام من ذلك، ومنها عدم الاعتدال بالقيام بعد الرفع من الركوع فيخر للسجود قبل أن يعتدل من القيام من ركوعه، ومنها قول ربنا ولك الحمد والشكر، فزيادة الشكر لم ترد في حديث لا صحيح ولا ضعيف، والواجب الاقتصار على من على ما ورد عن سيد الأبرار عليه الصلاة والسلام. ومنها النزول بالسجود أو الانحناء للبدء فيه قبل تمكن الإمام من السجود تماما. ومن هذه الأخطاء عدم تمكين البعض جميع أعضاء السجود من الأرض، فالبعض قد يرفع أنفه أو يرفع يده أو يرفع إحدى قدميه، والواجب أن يسجد على سبعة أعظم. ومن هذه الأخطاء ترك المجافاه بين الذراعين والصدر أو والفخذين والبطن، فترى البعض إذا سجد جمع جسمه كأنه حلزون، وهذا لا شك منهي عنه وقد نهى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومنها أن البعض قد يبسط ذراعه على الأرض بالسجود، وهذا مخالف وقد نهى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وسماه بسط الكلب لذراعه. ومنها أيضا الإقعاء، وهو نوعان، إقعاء ممنوع وإقعاء مشروع. أما الإقعاء المشروع فهو أن يجلس على عقبيه جامعا قدميه فيجلس على أعلى العقبين، والإقعاء الممنوع هو أن يفرج بين القدمين ويجلس بإليته على الأرض بين القدمين، فهذا إقعاء ممنوع، وقد سماه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إقعاء الكلب. ومنها نصب السبابة حال قول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله في التشهد، والسنة أن تنصب السبابة من أول التشهد إلى آخره. ومنها ترك الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في التشهد الأول وهي سنة، وفي التشهد الآخر وهي ركن من أركان الصلاة. قد تبطل الصلاة بترك الصلاة والسلام على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في التشهد الأخير. ومنها ترك التعوذ من الأمور الأربعة التي أمرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتعوذ منها في ختام الصلاة قبل السلام. ومن هذه الأخطاء عدم الطمأنينة في الصلاة، ما يجعل المصلي ينقر صلاته نقر الديكة فيكون أسوأ الناس سرقة، كما جاء في الحديث عن الصادق المصدوق صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومنها عدم الإتيان بالأذكار بعد الصلاة أو التعجل في السلام والمصافحة والكلام مع الناس عن يمينه وشماله قبل الفراغ من الإتيان بهذه الأذكار، وهذا لا شك أنه مخالف لهدي الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. وبعد عباد الله، فهذه ليست إلا جملة من أخطاء المصلين، أعطيناها لكم للمثال لا للحصر. وينبغي أن يعلم المصلي أن معرفة وتجنب هذه الأخطاء واجب متعين حتى يحذر على حد قول القائل عرفت الشر لا للشر لكن لتوقيه، ومن لا يعرف الشر من الخير يقع فيه. وهذه المعرفة تجعل للصلاة الأثر الأكبر في تهذيب نفس مؤديها وكونها قرة عينه وراحة قلبه وباله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم وللمسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، إن الصلاة أمانة في أعناق المصلين، يجب عليهم أداؤها كما أوجب الله عليهم وكما بين نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك. والصلاة التي وصف الله بأنها تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، والتي وصف بأنها معينة على نوائب الدهر ومزودة للعبد بما يحتاجه من الصبر، إنما هي تلك الصلاة التي قال الله عز وجل عنها إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. فلا يجوز لأحد أن يشرع في الصلاة قبل دخول وقتها، كما لا يجوز له أن يؤخرها حتى يخرج وقتها. والأولى أن تصلى في أول وقتها، اللهم إلا ما يكون من صلاة العشاء إن اجتمعت والعشاء، وإن كان في غير مسجد تقام فيه الصلاة على وقت محدد. وكذلك فإن الله عز وجل يقول آمرا أهل الصلاة بأن يؤدوا هذه الصلاة في المساجد رجالا وجوبا. قال عز وجل واركعوا مع الراكعين، وقال سبحانه أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. فالذين يصلون لدلوك الشمس ويصلون لغسق الليل ثم يتركون قرآن الفجر، هؤلاء مخطئون حقا، وقد أضاعوا خيرا كثيرا. وربما إن استمروا في ذلك وأخرجوا صلاة الفجر عن وقتها إلى حين تشرق الشمس، ربما خرجوا مع خروج وقتها عن دائرة الإسلام، كما يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. وقال الله عز وجل عن أهل الصلاة والذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون، أي أنهم الصلاة بالنسبة لهم أمرا محتما لا مزاجيا، فإن اعتدل مزاجهم حضروا للصلاة وإن اختل مزاجهم تركوا الصلاة. وقال سبحانه والذين هم على صلاتهم محافظون، أي حتى لو انتابتهم ضرارات أخرجت الوقت أخرجت الصلاة عن وقتها فهم لا يتركونها بل يقضونها بعد الصلاة بعد وقتها، كما حصل مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الخندق وفي إحدى أسفاره. وقال سبحانه والذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون، أما الذين هم في صلاتهم ساهون لهم فهؤلاء لا تؤثر فيهم الصلاة ولا هم بها ينتفعون. خشوع أسبابه كثيرة تقدم ذكر ضرب منها. وكذلك قال الله عز وجل عن أهلها أنهم يأمرون بها لحبهم لها، ومن أحب شيئا دل عليه أحبابه وأمرهم به. قال الله عز وجل وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها. وقال سبحانه عن لقمان وهو يعظ ابنه يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. ولنعلم أحبتي في الله أن رسولنا وحبيبنا وسيدنا وقرة عيوننا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لما كان يجود بنفسه الشريفة في لحظات الاحتضار وهو يموت كان يوصي بأمر هام جدا دل ذلك التصرف منه على أنه ليس شيء أهم منه بعد الشهادتين. كان يوصي بالصلاة فيقول الصلاة الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم. فأين أنتم يا من ترجون شفاعته ويا من تريدون صحبته ويا من ترغبون في ورود حوضه؟ أين أنتم من وصيته وهو يقول الصلاة الصلاة الصلاة؟ وأين أنتم في أدائكم لها من قوله صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي؟ هل يليق بكم أن تعرضوا عن الصلاة أو تعرضوا عن هدي فيها إلى أهواء أو آراء أو أقوال بعيدة كل البعد عن ملاقاة حقيقة السنة النبوية الشريفة؟ أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يجعل الصلاة قرة عيوننا وراحة بالنا وأن يعلق بها قلوبنا وأن يجعلنا لها قائمون وعليها محافظون وعليها دائمون وفيها خاشعون وفيها آمرون. إنه على كل شيء قدير. وأقم الصلاة.
اللهم اكبر الله اكبر. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله. اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه. اللهم اكبر الله اكبر. لا
إنا لا نعلم الصحراء سمع الله لمن حمده. الله اكبر. الله الله اكبر. الله اكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل اتاك حديث الغاشيه وجوه يومئذ خاشعه عامله ناصبه تصلى نارا حاميه تسقى من عين آنية ليس له طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضيا في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب مرفوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وكراسي مبثوثة أفلا يرامون إلى الذكر كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استمع سمعه واهتدى بهدي الى يوم الدين. اما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, as you hear the khutbah regarding khutbah al-Hajj, and then we reminded of what we have of what we began with, on what we talked about, and the Friday before last, of the mistakes of Muslims in their prayers. And we said that inshaAllah ta'ala we're going to continue in that. On that Friday, we have mentioned the conditions, the pillars, obligations, the sunan, and the invalidators of the salah. And we promise that we are going to speak about mistakes of salah and one Friday, which is today. Alhamdulillah that He subhanahu wa ta'ala extended our lives to fulfill the promise and talk about some of the mistakes of the Muslims in their prayers. Allah ta'ala mentioned the prayer in the Quran that it prevents one from doing the fahsha and munkar. Fahsha is the sin of saying, and munkar is the sin of action. So the prayer will for sure make you stop speaking of all evil and doing any evil. But which prayer? This is the question. How come the prayer do that? And to answer this question, we have to go through the way of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and compare it to our prayers to see the mistakes that we are doing that makes our salah does not work as we want, as Allah ta'ala promised that it will stop one of us from backbiting, slandering, lying, wrong looking, whatsoever sin, action or sin. The first mistake that we are going to mention today is that many people do not move to pray except when the iqamah is raised. While we hear, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, answering the question of Al-Aswad ibn Yazid al-Nakha'i, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, when he asked, what did Rasulullah used to do when he ever was in his house? She said, he was always serving his family. But once the prayer time enters, or the prayer enters or comes or calls for, he leaves us. He leaves us. Many people today, they may not move to the prayer except when the iqamah is raised or about to raise. The second mistake is that the improper wudu that people make, taking it as a habit, not as a worship. That's why they don't perform the wudu perfectly as commanded in the sunnah. The third mistake is that wasting a lot of water while performing wudu. And we see so many people, for example, using their siwak, which is a sunnah, an abundant sunnah today. Many people today do not use the siwak. They prefer the toothpaste and flush the Western way than the siwak. And maybe they think the siwak is shameful, and you put a siwak in your bucket, this is not good. Subhanallah. But the box of cigarettes is not wrong. And those who use the siwak, when they come to pray, they open the faucet and they start making, using the siwak, and the water is wasted, going, running. That is wrong. This is haram. Wherever you are, don't say it is because of the river and there is no enough fresh water. No. Even if you are in a river, you are not allowed to waste water for wudu. Although the water is returning back to the river or in the sea, and water returning back to the sea, you are still not allowed to use so much water. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to perform wudu with a mud. The mud is only 2 handsful. That's it. 2 handsful. Maybe 2 small cups. That's the whole water Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used for his wudu. But today, we use almost 1 full tank. And wudu. And in shower, we need river to do our shower. And that's, of course, wrong. And the third mistake is while they are coming to the prayer, they walk fast, or maybe run, because they want to catch the imam and rukuh. And that's, of course, wrong. The Prophet commanded the believers, whenever they come to pray, to the masjid, to the prayer, that they walk and they do not run. And they come in tranquility and calmness. And whatsoever they catch, alhamdulillah, they join. Whatsoever children miss, they make after that. The fifth mistake is that some people come early to the masjid right by the adhan or after adhan, and they start annoying the muadzin. There's a comma. I want to go, we have a party. There's a comma. Or they look all the time. And they look to the clock one time, and to the watch one time, and to the faces other time. Actually, if you are in a hurry, don't come to the masjid, because you're not going to pray in khushu'. You're not going to pray in khushu'. It is the only moment where you can get rid of the stress. But you are making it a point of stress now. The sixth mistake is that many people do not repeat after the muadzin. Or when the muadzin finish the prayer and say, La ilaha illallah, they all say, Ha, la ilaha illallah. Where is this from? They abandon the sunnah and they go to bid'ah. This is a bid'ah, this is an innovation. The sunnah is to repeat after the muadzin. And once the muadzin finishes the adhan, you say, and you bring the salah al Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and you ask for him the wasila. As in the hadith. And some of them, when the muadzin calls for iqamah, and he says, قَدْ قَامَتُ الصَّلَاةِ تَقَامَهَا وَأَدَامَهَا اللَّهُ. What is that? You are asking Allah to keep the salah performed by believers. It's a good dua, okay, but it's not known from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam nor the Sahaba. So why you're doing it? Why you're doing it? The other mistake is that when the Imam says "Saw," some people say "Istawayna lillahi ta'ala." But when you did that, you're telling who? "Istawayna lillahi ta'ala." And some say the intention, the niyyah loudly. "Nawaitu an usalliya lillahi dhuhra arba' rak'at." Where from you did that? And my question, did Rasulullah pray or he did not? Have you ever heard that Rasulullah prayed at once in his life? Or you don't think so that he prayed? Or you think, if you don't think so that he ever prayed, then you better go and know what is Islam. Because I don't think so. This person is a Muslim. I think maybe he is a Hindu or whatsoever. Rasulullah ﷺ prayed and told us to pray like he used to pray. Not for a single time it was reported, even in a da'if hadith, there is no even da'if hadith to say that he ﷺ used to say Nawaitu an usalli. So from where is that? Oh, I'm on the madhab. This is my madhab. Subhanallah. What is the value of your madhab? What is it? What is the value of your madhab compared to Rasulullah? There is no value for all the madhab. All the madhab. Not a single madhab, but all of them. All together, if they don't adhere to the sunnah of Rasulullah. And show me where in the Quran that say follow Imam Ahmad or follow Bukhari or follow Malik or it does not say that. It says follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all these Imams already said it. They said it themselves. Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Ahmad, they all said it. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the followers insist, no. The Imam is must know more than the Rasul. That's how they think. Maybe they don't say it, but this is what they act about. What they do means this. Even if they say deny by their tongues, but by their actions, it can prove it and admit it. Some, when the Imam begins the Salah saying Allahu Akbar, they say loud, Allahu Akbar. They're from with that. It's only the Imam who says loud. You say it only loud enough to make yourself hear it, and the one next to you. But not the whole masjid. Everybody knows, Allahu Akbar. This is wrong. And it is worse when someone comes late to the prayer and the Imam is, for example, in ruku' or in sujood, and he says, maybe in ruku' a little bit, but in sujood. And he comes during the prayer, Allahu Akbar. People think that this is the Imam, and they raise up from sujood. And then the sin is upon him, upon this man. Some people prefer to put their hands on their throats in the prayer. As some they put it even on or below the pulpit, which is all wrong. The Prophet ﷺ said, we, the prophets, are commanded to put our, to position our right hands over the left hands over the chest. Over the chest, that's it. Not throat or on or below the pulpit. That's all wrong. And some do not say dua al-istiftah, this obligation of opening the salah. They don't say it, they just Allahu Akbar. In the silence prayer, or if the Imam is reciting, without saying it. saying the dua al-siftah sunnah, but it provides you a tremendous reward. Because, as the Surah Al-Salam says, it gives you a reward which is better than the life, the whole life, and whatever in this world. Some others, mashallah, Allah gave them ability to know and memorize more than one type of dua al-istiftah. So in the same prayer, Allahu Akbar, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, Allahumma ba'id bayna wa bayna wajjat wajjat. This is wrong. You only say one time in each prayer. You can't say in each prayer different times, no problem. But you cannot say two in one prayer. It's not a choice, not up to you. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some others abandon isti'adah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم as well as بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم then admitted الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين. Yes, it is sunnah, but you are abandoning the sunnah. Is this something little to abandon the sunnah? It is not something little. You are losing a lot. Some others declare basmala loudly. Allahu Akbar, Subhanakallahu Al-Fatihah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil. Where from is that? Oh, Ya Rabbuna Madhab. So what Madhab? From Madhab. You have the hadith reported in Bukhari, Muslim, etc., etc. Why we need to go to the Madhab if the hadith of Rasulullah are there? Why we need to go to the madhab? Yes, we go to the madhab and opinion of a alim when there is no hadith, or the hadith is not clear. Yes, the alim understands it better than us. Of course, we go to his opinion. But when his opinion, whosoever he is, goes against the clear statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wallahi you are abusing yourself by choosing it and abandoning what Rasulullah said or did. Some of the people who pray, they abandon reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. They say khalas. There is a hadith, qira'atul imam, qira'atul liman khalfahu. And they say this hadith has abrogated all the hadith related to Fatiha. How do you know? He doesn't say madhab, but it is a madhab. Or it is our noble Sheikh Albani say. Sheikh Albani is our Sheikh as well. But Sheikh Albani is not a messenger. He's not a messenger. There are many different hadith say that everyone who prays must recite Surah Al-Fatiha. As Imam Bukhari in his Sahih said in the book of Salah, he held a chapter titled Iddaidat, the obligation of recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha and every rak'ah in the prayer for the Imam, the Ma'mum and the Munfarid. And he brought the hadith. Many hadith. لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. من لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب فصلاة الخزاج وصلاة الخزاج وصلاة الخزاج. Imam was praying behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he was reciting with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم every surah the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم recited. After the prayer, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, who was causing the conflict, causing me a conflict, or disturbing me by his recitation? The man said, I did, Ya Rasulullah. He said to Rasulullah, do not recite after the Imam, except for Fatiha. So what does that mean? All these hadith abrogated. Where is the proof that these are abrogated? We learn from Sheikh Albani that being extreme with the madhab is wrong. But we do with Sheikh Albani same as we do, as the Hanafis do with Abu Hanifa, as the Malikis do with Malik, which is wrong. We have found another madhab now. And instead of solving the problem of madhab and sticking to the madhab only, now we are founding another madhab, which is wrong. So there are hadith, great ulama said different. So why you put yourself, and let's say that this is yani a conflict between the scholars. Did Rasulullah sallam, didn't Rasulullah sallam tell us how to deal with such cases? Yeah, he told us. He said the halal is clear, the haram is clear, and there is doubtful matters in between. So what to do? They say, you take the safe side. Here, ulama says it is obligatory and your salah is invalid, incorrect, if you don't recite Fatiha. Here, some ulama say, it is a sunnah to recite. And maybe they say, it is bid'ah to recite. What to do? I go with those who say recite. Because at least I have a hadith. Many different hadith. So when Allah Ta'ala asked me, why you recite the Surah of God behind the Imam? I said, for this hadith. For this hadith. But, yani some other prefer, no, we are just taking that. Then, do not warm up Madhabiyya as you want to just take that blindly. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah himself did not used to like this way. So we have to be just when we deal with these things. Some people when they pray, they do not say Ameen. Well, actually, you don't say Ameen if the Imam say Wala Dhalin. Why? آمن بحنيفة مذهب. I don't say Ameen. It's not. We have only one messenger, Ikhwan. We have only one messenger. I don't know why the people in their Adhan, they don't say أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله وأشهد أن أبو حنيفة رسول الله وأشهد أن مالك رسول الله. Why don't they say that? If they choose to be like that, why don't they choose that? See, there is a hadith from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. You need it. Because this is the madhab, Rasulullah is clearly saying, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرْ وَإِذَا رَكَعَ فَارْكَعْ وَإِذَا قَالَ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ فَقُولُوا آمين. He's clearly saying that. If the Imam says, وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, you say آمين. So why we choose? No. The Imam says, the madhab, I doubt even it's not the Imam, the madhab. The madhab says, don't say آمين. It's not up to the people, it's following Rasulullah. And Rasulullah is not doing it up on his mood. No, it is from Allah. It's not a desire. It is from Allah Ta'ala. You cannot correct what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come with. You only have to follow. The mistake number 15 is that some people recite with the Imam other than the Fatiha. And they don't listen. And worse than that, in Ramadan, people carry the Mus'haf. Why? They are either learning how to recite Quran. Is it a classroom now? Is it a halaqa of teaching Quran? No, actually. It is Salah. You stand before Allah Ta'ala to listen to what the Imam is telling you of the commands, forbiddings, news of what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran. So you have to concentrate. You cannot read and listen at the same time. You cannot. So you have to leave this kind of habit. Do not carry the Quran behind the imam. Do not recite with the imam. Just focus on what is recited for you. Mistake number 16, some people while standing, they do not stretch out their back. They either bend like this to the front or bend to the back. They are relaxing. And some when they pray, just listen to a wall, they just bring their bodies to the wall, mashallah. Are we in picnic or what? They are here in prayer, I think. You are in prayer. If you are a soldier in the army, you cannot do this. Why will you stand before Allah Ta'ala? You do like that. The Sahaba used to stand for long, like a trunking of a tree. They did not used to move. But now, mistake number 17 is some of people, they look right and left, right and left, so much. Looking for what they know. Yes, if there is a reason for that, if there is a snake, scorpion, you are scared that it comes near you and bite you or sting you, that's okay. A child's blame, following the child, a human blame. No problem for children to blame the Muslim. I declare it. No problem. Some people say it's not a playground. Rasulullah did not prevent the children coming and playing. But also, it's not a theater. You are coming here to watch a game of a kid. You focus on your salah. And many people say these children make us lose our khushu'. No, you lose your khushu'. It's not because of the child playing, because you did not bring the causes of khushu'. You came as a habit. You did not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. That's why, even when you pray alone, you still cannot. I challenge. You cannot have the khushu'. No one with you. You are alone in the room, you still cannot have khushu'. Your mind goes here and there. Shaitan just come like that and play with you. Because you have no correct understanding of salah. That's why you are not benefiting from this salah. Salah should purify your heart. But your heart is full of dunya, of this world. That's why we're taking the children as excuse to express our impression that, oh, we don't have khushu' with these kids. Like, mashallah, if there are, and every prayer they have khushu'. If this big number of people who pray have khushu', believe me, our world would be changed. Would be totally different. How come it is khushu' when he doesn't follow the sunnah of Rasulullah? When he doesn't check his income, halal, haram, he doesn't care. When he looks after what he watches on TV, when he doesn't control what he listens to, see, he backs wives and slingers even in the masjid. He kills wives when he buys and sells. Yet he wants khushu'. How can khushu' come? You think this salah is made from other things? No. Salah is made 5 times a day to make you understand that it is the conclusion of your worship. If your other worship, correct, if your other relations, if your other activities all are correct, believe me, your prayer will be perfect. And no any shaitan can misguide you. But because out of the masjid you are doing many wrong things. So when you come you are full of sins. And your heart is already outside. Some look to the heavens, to the sky, I don't know what they want to see. Maybe the angels when they come. You're not going to see the angels. Believe me, even NASA cannot grant you any instrument to see angels. They did not see them. They go to the space. They did not see any single angel. If they have seen, believe me, all of them would be Muslims. But they did not see, and that's why they say, where are the angels? We fly, airplanes fly, they do not have any accident with any angel. So that's why their mind cannot cope with it. So do not try to see angels. And especially in Mecca by the Kaaba, you see them looking. I don't know what they are looking for. Maybe thinking these birds, angels or what? I don't know. You have to look to where you prostrate, where you make sujood. This helps you have a khushu'. But looking left, right, up, it does not help you. It does not help you. Some others before, I mean, shaitan come with many ideas. And instead of looking right, left, up, they close their eyes. And he tells you, Wallahi, I have khushu'. Of course. Wallah, I swear with him that he has khushu'. But this khushu' of shaitan, not khushu' from Allah. Because how come Allah Ta'ala warn you of that, and you do it and you still have it? Cannot be. It cannot be. Except if there is something that you better not to see. If you are praying, and a masjid like I used to pray in a masjid in the west, which the front side of it is a glass. And before they put the curtain, it used to be like that. I didn't know I was a woman there. And unfortunately, there was a bus station, bus stop, just by the Qibla. Of course, here, you better, if you can't just focus, here the ulama say you can now close your eyes, because this is even worse. But for no reason, you close your eyes, now it is not allowed. And some try to, yani, what do you call, press their joints in the salah. I don't know why outside the salah they didn't do that. In the salah, you see one leaning his back in salah. I don't know, it's a mosque or a gym. And some people say it, they say that the prayer is the best sport. Sport? If I want to do sport, I'll go to the gym. Not the mosque. I come here not for sport. I come here for prayer. And because they come with this understanding prayer is a sport, that's why they don't have khushu'. That's why they don't have khushu'. The mistake number 21 is that some people go for ruku' before the imam is in friendly position of ruku'. When the imam says, Allah is with him. And some even worse, once the imam recites and he saw, لِذَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَتَرَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ, once the imam says, فَسَبِّحْ, they gather their clothes and bend their backs, ready for ruku'. Ish. Are we in racing or what? Are we in a race? Getting ready to... This is wrong, Yahi. You have to wait. In your position. You don't change. You don't put your hands down. You don't go for record. You wait. Until the imam fell in record. Then you go on record. And some of them... In ruku', they bend their backs, so sharp, which is wrong. The back should be straight, and it should be parallel to the back. And it should not be right up, not down, but level with the back. And the hands should be separated, fingers holding the knees. Holding the knees, not the shin. ماذا تيس؟ والدليل some others raise from ركوع before the imam is fully raised fully standing, that's also wrong. Some others, they do not wait some time when they are up from ركوع, it just سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر, they immediately go for ركوع for sujood. What's that? That's wrong. You have to wait. The Prophet ﷺ told the man who did not know how to perform the prayer, he said to him, and when you raise up from your from ruku', wait until you straighten up your back and have tranquility in that position. You don't just raise up and go down immediately for sujood. That's wrong. Some others, when they raise up from ruku', say, Rabbana wa laka alhamd wa shukr. Where is this word from? Shukr. Yes? Some ulama say it's okay, but where is the dalil for it to be okay? Where is the dalil? The Prophet ﷺ told us what to say. Why we need to change or add? Why? Unless if we think that this alim knows more than the Prophet. Mistake number 26 is that some of them either go for sujood before the imam is fully on sujood, or they, as I said in the report, they get ready. And that's wrong. They should be standing until the imam is fully on the floor, on the ground. As the Sahabi said, describing their prayer, that none of us used to bend his back until Rasulullah is completely in sujood. That's the way. Mistake number 27 is that some people do not position the parts of sujood on the ground. Not all of them. We have 7 parts of sujood in our body, that all these 7 parts must be positioned on the floor, on the ground. The face, which means the forehead and nose together. But some people, they put the forehead and raise the nose. That's wrong. You have to put your nose on the ground. Some raise one hand for no reason. For no reason. Just like that. That's wrong. Some raise one foot for no reason again, and also that's wrong. You have to place all these 7 parts on the ground. Head, 2 hands, 2 knees, 2 feet. These are 7. All these 7 parts must be on the ground. Some do not separate between the arms and chest, and thighs and stomach in the sujood. They collect their body in sujood like if they are a seashell. And that's wrong. That's wrong. You have to. And some others extend their bodies like if they are sleeping, which is also wrong. Yeah, you have to remember. Not like that, not totally like that. But, yeah, logic. Logic. Except if there is a need. Sometimes, for example, when it is too crowded, you cannot, extend your arms. Especially like in Mecca, in Ramadan, or Hajj. You're lucky if you can, just pray. But some people still, they want to, and this is also wrong. This is also wrong. Another mistake number 30, is some of them extend their arms in sujood position on the floor, on the ground. Which is wrong. You should place your hands, but not the arms. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that this is Hitting the arm on the ground is the way the dog sits. And some others do something called iqa. A sitting position, and it has two ways. One permissible and one non-permissible. Iqa, which is permissible, is to straighten up your feet, making your toes towards the qibla, and you sit on the back of the feet, 2 feet together. You sit on the back of them, right? This is permissible. The non-permissible is to separate between the feet. Again, the feet are in upside position, the toes to the ground, and then you sit in between this. This is not permissible. This is again the way the dog sits. And you are not allowed to do like the dog, to cover the dog, or to mix with the dog. Some others, which is mistake number 31, they only raise their index finger in the tashahhud when they say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, which is wrong. The index finger should be pointed to the qibla from the beginning to the end, not before, not after, not only or the Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, but all the time. Some of the ulama said you just point it, some said you move it. And who said move it, said, some said move it upside down, some said left right, some said circles. Any one no matter. Because the hadith can be understood anyway. Can be understood. And here we can say the isti'ar of the alim is accepted. You do it this way, do it this way, do it this way, no problem. But all of them said the index finger is to be raised from beginning to the end. From the beginning to the end. There are different opinions on how to position this finger, moving it or straightening it up. Those who said moving it, there are different opinions. How to move it. If you move it upside, up down, it is called moving. So no problem. Although the hadith did not say up, down. If you move it left, right, still it is moving. And the hadith does not say a particular way. If you circle, it's moving. So each one is okay. Mistake number 32 is that some people abandon the salah ala nabi. In the first tashahhud, which is sunnah, and it is not invalidating the prayer, but it is wrong to leave it. But it invalidates the prayer when you leave the salah ala nabi in the last tashahhud. As the Prophet ﷺ said, who does not make salah ala salam on me in the tashahhud, the salah is valid. So you have to make salah and salam ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before you finish the salah. And from the mistakes, which is mistake number 32, is that some people, they do not seek the protection of the four things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to seek protection from before you end up your salah. Although it is not invalidate your salah, but you have lost big things. The mistake number 34 is that I wish to say some people, but unfortunately many people do not have what we call tuma'nina, tranquility in the salah. They don't have the khushu' in their salah, but they pray fast. Like the Russia, when breaking the seats from the floor, the ground. Or as the Prophet ﷺ said, that the one who prays so fast is the worst thief ever known. or steal. Why? Because there is no one steal himself. Have you ever seen a thief steal himself? Unless he is a real exercising. But the one who prays so far is a thief stealing himself. What does he steal? He steals his new one. He takes his new one and throws it away. So it is wrong. And by that we ended up the first part of the khutbah.